welcome to yet another week of, excuse me everyone, Viva La Life. Thank you for tuning in and I hope your week was just as good as mine. Today's topic is perfect, right on time for the season time. We're going into the summer, May, relationships. Ugh, relationships. Who am I in my relationship? It reminds me of a story a couple years ago when I just got out of a really, really tough relationship. You know what? I'm not going to even call it a relationship. I was his mom. Like, literally, I was his mother. Never again will I do that, ladies. Never, ladies and gentlemen, because after talking to some men, I have come to find out that they have also been in relationships with women and other men who have turned into their children. And when I say that, I mean, you basically take care of them. You go to work and come home and they're still there. You teach them how to do things. You teach them everything, basically. Cook for them, clean for them, baby them. And all they do is wham, 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 take, take, take. If you're in a relationship like that, you are dating your child. Period, point blank. Send them on the first plane back to where they came from. AKA they mama's house, because ain't nobody got time for that. So, yes, that was that situation. However, after all that, I kind of just took some time. I still dated here and there, but I really did what I wanted to do. Meaning, if I wanted a guy over, you know, typical thing, ladies will cook and clean. I didn't clean and I didn't cook. If I didn't want to clean, I didn't clean. I never cooked for him either. And although we're not together, it was just like, you know, a couple of flings here and there. What I learned is this. There is no pressure. It is so much easier to be yourself in a relationship than to be an idea of what you think a woman should be or man in a relationship. It's a lot easier if you just live your life doing what you want, when you want, and not doing things you don't want to do. Because, ladies, gentlemen, have we all not been in that situation where we go above and beyond for someone, even though we didn't want to do it, only to not receive the proper appreciation for what we've done? It leaves you feeling very resentful. And in my opinion, I believe that's why a lot of relationships get super intense and super steamy and super crazy so fast, is because whether consciously or subconsciously, we are not living our true authentic selves. We maybe are not that clean and we are trying to keep up this facade of cleaning every single day. You will drive yourself crazy because that's not who you are. However, and that's just an example, you know, with cleaning. There's other things, you know, like if you don't shave your legs, or if you don't like to go out, or if you're in school dating someone who doesn't believe in school. It could be anything. The point is, once you start compromising and doing things you really deep down inside don't want to do, but do it just because you think it's right, once you stop all that and just do what you want to do, whether people think it's right or wrong, as long as you're comfortable with it, and as long as it's not illegal or crime, please. There's nothing wrong with that. And you will find that perfect person to any relationships. Could be friends, family, significant others, any of that. But once you really just sit down and be your authentic self and really just focus more on your likes and developing you into your best version, the relationship will be so much more easier naturally with almost little effort. It's like the more effort you put into being a better you, everything else falls in line, especially relationships, since that's the subject today. And I learned that on my own, just through living. I am engaged to be married and have a 9-month-old daughter, soon will be 10 months. And honestly, I can say this is it. This is the relationship I'm prepared to be in for the rest of my life. And according to my significant other, it's mutual. So, I couldn't have gotten to this point had I not lived my truth while dating. Like, I would have never found such a person that I'm very comfortable and yet knows the real me and I could just be myself. I would have never found that had I not just paid attention to what I want to do and didn't do what I didn't want to do. It weeded out the BS people that I didn't need in my life. And the people that are still rocking with me, significant other, besties, you know, friends, associates, people that really stayed throughout, you know, what they do and don't like, you know, all the people that was weeded out, people that really stayed till the end are your camp and your team and are the relationships that more than likely will stick. Because if you're you and they're still around you and haven't left you, then they like you for you. You never have to question your relationships if you're being true to yourself. So that was a little commentary for what I had today. Pretty preachy, but it was on my mind. So think about it. Are you being your most authentic self in relationships? If the answer is yes, continue. Be who you are. Do what you want to do. Don't do what you don't want to do. If the answer is no, start having some, you know, conversations with yourself. You know, before you start doing something you don't want to do or attempting things you don't want or just being something that's not really you, before you attempt it, stop and think, do I really want to do this? If it's yes, proceed. If it's no, dip. Ain't nothing wrong with dipping. End of story. So, I hope you enjoy your Saturday morning, the rest of the day. I know I will. And stay tuned for next week. Be safe, everyone. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.